Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. I want to first give God and our Lord and Savior Christ all the glory for lifting my body up again so I can come back to you. You know, I always want to tell people who are dealing with chronic pain out there that one of the things that really helps me is when I start talking about Jesus. You know, when you start talking about Jesus, everything just melts away, every problem, every situation, everything. Just give it all to him, and he will give you peace of mind. And I am a living witness to that. Well, first, we got a very excited show today. We're extending the show because we're also, besides having an interview with the poet Robert Sales, we're also going to be kicking out Christ's birthday celebration. Okay, and we're going to be celebrating the whole month of December. First, we're going to go into some church announcements. On December the 17th, Minister Kimberly Hovak will be back with us again to bring a powerful word of God. I also want to let everybody that Y4C will not be aired in December, but we're going to come back strong in January. And there will be no show on December the 31st, which is New Year's Eve. And of course, I'm going to wish everybody a happy new year right now, but that we will not be broadcasting on that day. Okay, let's get this show started. First, we're going to get Robert Sales on the line. And can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hi. How you doing, Angela?
I am doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful, wonderfully blessed, and I'm so glad to have you on the show.
Great, great. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You know, it's our pleasure at the ministry. You know, one of our missions is to highlight the greatness in others, and I have been following you on the Christian Spoken Word page as well as you submitting some work, and I have to tell you, you really are the anointed poet. You are very anointed, and I want to just ask you a couple of questions. What do you draw your inspiration from?
Well, number one, my inspiration comes from God, and a lot of times I could just be sitting around, and the Lord will give me something, or a lot of times it comes from a song. There are a number of poems that I've written that were based on different songs that I've heard, and the Lord will give me a word on that song, and then I'll just write it down, and he tells me to go back and read it, and it just always amazes me how God can operate.
Absolutely. I understand that, definitely. Now, have you always been a Christian spoken word artist, or did you do any secular work before this?
I haven't always been a Christian poet, but I have always been a Christian spoken word artist. Because,
okay.
And let me explain what I mean. I started out writing poetry when I was 11 years old, so a lot of the poetry that I wrote was, I mean, it was easy. It was always easy for me to write it, but I didn't understand why until I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior in November of 2001. And that was when the Lord started revealing to me what his plan was for my life. And one of those was to become a Christian poet. And that's when I started with the Christian poetry. I didn't become a spoken word artist until after the first book came out, and that was when I started getting into more of the ministering end of it.
Oh, well, tell us about the book that you have out.
Oh, sure. Actually, I have two books out. The first book is called Words of Inspiration, A Collection of Poems for the One You Love. And the second book is called Words of Inspiration, Speak Healing. Now, those two are the first two books in a series of 10 poetry books called the Words of Inspiration series, and out of that actually was birthed the ministry. But just for the books, those first two books, and this is what the Lord had instructed us, that in every book that comes out, we had to write a salvation prayer in the back of the book. So in every book, you're going to see that salvation prayer in the back. And what happens is we believe that the Lord can move through people through the Word of God through poetry. And as those people are moved by the Word of God, that God draws them closer to them to want to have a relationship. So by the time they're done with the book, if they want to give their lives over to Christ, then they can read that prayer in their silent time. and they can accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Oh, that is absolutely wonderful. I definitely need you to let people know how they can get a copy of the books that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Most definitely. We are going through the website now, and we are revamping some things, so a lot of the purchase links don't work, so I'm working on getting those updated right now. excuse me. But in the meantime, if someone wants a copy of the book, they can send a request to anointedpoet@gmail.com. That's A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D, poet@gmail.com. They can send a request, and we'll get everything taken care of, send you out the invoice so we can get the book out to you.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. You know, I'm also a poet, I already have one book of poetry, but I can relate to you when you say that when God gives you a word and instructions of what to do. And actually, the Journey Home Outreach Ministry was birthed out of a book called A Collection of Poems by Sister Pucci. The Journey
Wow,
Home, A Collection
sure.
of Poems. Yeah, so I thought I was just going to end with a book, and he said, no, we're going to turn this into an entire ministry. And so, you know, praise him for that, and I know you also praise him. But you start, it makes you feel so good. I know you can relate to that.
Yes, definitely, most definitely. That is powerful.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, everybody, we're going to start. We're going to give us a little break. We're going to start, and I'm going to play Cries of the Lord by the Anointed Poet.
Come to me, are the cries of the Lord. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? If you listen
to me, oh lost soul, cries the Lord. But alas, you can't hear me. This is my biggest frustration. Hear my cries of pleading for the souls, for my entire nation. Every day I say to my people who don't believe who they truly are, their confusion turns to anger because of being lost in the world with no car, and they may drive to me where I am and live with me, yes. They truly can, because I am always near and not far. I need the souls who can hear me. Please rescue my people from my enemy. For I have put you here to do what I need, and when I see what you have done for me, I will truly release blessings in your life. If you are a man alone, I will send you a wife. A woman alone will receive her mate. For that is my destiny for she who will obey my commands and not be too late.
I will give you all you
need. If you are in need of money, I will give it to you. If you are in need of a place to stay, that is nothing for me to do. For I am the one true living God, the one who created the limitless expanse of the universe. So how hard would it be for me to let you see how richly I will bless you?
The cries of the Lord. Can you hear me? Hear me? If you listen to all that I say, I will bless thee,
I will bless thee in every way.
Just put your trust in me, and I will direct your path. You do the math yourself. How many hairs are in your head? Only I know. So how hard do you think it will be for me to show you which way to go? In your business, on your job, in your home and on the road, I will show you how to turn the knob that will open the door to your blessings. So please listen to my cries, and you will hear, my sons and daughters, how to become a seer of those souls I sent to you. And you will begin to do the thing I have called you to. For in the womb I formed you. Before you were born, I knew you. I brought you out and appointed you as a prophet, in order that you may be the map so the lost souls will find their way, and then they may find me as you have. And they will hear me say, thank you for listening. Now I will begin to repay you for everything you will do and for every time you've remained true. And I will know that you love the lost souls enough to bring them to me and to love them the way that I love you. Come to me, O lost souls. I need the souls who can hear me. Come to me, O lost souls.
I must say that is a beautiful song and such a soul-stirring song. You have to let us know how you got, what inspired you to do that piece.
Oh, sure, most definitely. That one was actually written a number of years ago, and I was talking to God and, you know, asking God what is it that he wanted me to do. And he said the same thing that I want all of my people to do. I want them to represent me here on earth. You know, because, see, people can't see God. They have to have faith that he's already there. But the thing is, we are supposed to be the representation of God on earth. And what God is calling for is he's calling for his people to come forth and be him on earth. So people, when people encounter you, they don't encounter you. They encounter God. And that was really the basis behind that poem. As a matter of fact, the music and the lyrics were produced by the music and the background lyrics were produced by my producer, Spike Rebel, in Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. I'm from Chicago also. All right. That's wonderful. Yes, absolutely. You know, and I totally agree with what you're saying in that. We are supposed to be a representation of the Lord. And Christ came and actually gave us a blueprint of exactly how we're supposed to act. So it's really easy, but, you know, God wants his children to get in line as we prepare the world for the coming of our Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I'm going to go on and play Demolition Man, and we're going to rack you, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right.
I'm the Demolition Man. Well, should I walk where I stand? I'm the Demolition Man, and by faith he then comes.
Yes,
cause that's God's plan, yeah.
I thank God for the opportunity to be the man he's called me to. I speak healing over my body, and it's done. My mind, body, spirit, breathe one. Every word I speak tears down another wall of illness the devil thought could remain. I stop at every store of sickness in my body and shop for anything I need to take out as I begin to clear them all things not of God, not of God. The stripes of Jesus cut up illness, so I chop them into indistinguishable pieces until they are no longer in me as I kill all symptoms not of God, and I am healed still. Afterwards, the Holy Spirit of God began to heal my body as I keep claiming my healing until the devil's presence
is no longer there. He never will know illness. Tear me down when I speak healing where I stand, yeah. I'm tearing down walls, cause I'm the Demolition Man, yeah.
No longer do I worry because I'm demolishing the plans of the enemy for my life. I'm polishing
my life.
The surface which was scraped from random attacks on me.
You.
And from this day forward, as I destroy the devil, I am abolishing all disease, all sickness. All symptoms I throw in the mosh pit, I watch them bump and fight each other until they are no more, I witness no more demons left standing on the floor, I watch the evil kingdom easily destroyed, I am bored, I keep playing my heel.
When I see healing, healing comes. Because of my faith in God, it's already done. Thank you, Jesus, for the stripes that gave me power. Yeah, I can conquer every pain. The devil's out of power. You need to know you can be a demolition man. Because of my faith in God,
it's already done.
When I speak healing,
the
healing comes, yeah.
No longer do I worry because I'm demolishing the plans of the enemy for my life. I'm polishing the surfaces which were scraped from random attacks on me. And from this day forward, as I destroy the devil, I'm abolishing all disease, all sickness, all symptoms I throw in a mosh pit, I watch them bump and fight each other until they are no more, I watch the evil kingdom easily destroyed, I am bored, I witness no more demons left standing on the floor, I keep speaking healing over my body until it's completely restored. For alone, I have nothing, nothing. But with God, I'm the demolition man. Destroying every attack of the enemy, all his plans. Taking no prisoners. Waking up all listeners. He who has an ear, let him hear. I eat up the enemy like T-bone steaks and sizzlers. We are all demolitionists against the enemy. Destroying the devil while God takes it. So let's grab our Bible, speak and proclaim. We believe it's already done by faith, and we will see from this day forward God's power will forever reign. Forever reign.
Demolition man.
Amen. Amen. You have really blessed our show with the work that you have done. If anyone wants to get a copy of these pieces, are they able to get one?
Tell yes, they can. Those just so you know, those two pieces are two of the 12 tracks that are on the Heart of a Man CD, which is our debut Christian spoken word CD. We're really excited about. Produced once again by Mr. Spike Rebel out of Chicago, Illinois. They can get those tracks, and you can buy individual tracks just about anywhere you go online. We are so excited, you know, just by God's favor and his grace to be able to have them on iTunes. They're available on CD Baby. They're available on Amazon. I just found out that they're available on the they're available for ringtones. I didn't even know we had ringtones. But the awesome thing about the favor of God is those two pieces that you just heard were both they both actually placed in the top 10 in a worldwide spoken word competition that was not a Christian competition. So, and that was based on audience voting. So I just thought that was so powerful that the Lord would just show favor like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, his word will always reign. That's number one.
Amen. Yes, it will.
No matter what the audience is expecting, if you start actually being in the divine spirit with the Trinity, you will come on. I'll tell you, you'll be, you know, the head and not the tail for sure. You know, I was sitting here thinking, you know, and listening to the messages that you put out, and they're so powerful. What do you, as a poet, want the audience to get out of your work?
I want the audience to not just get to know God, but to experience him firsthand. I want people to be able to feel the Holy Spirit just nudging at them as they hear my work, because this work is not mine. It's God's work, and it's for His purposes, and it's for Him to be glorified from it. So, you know, my first goal, of course, is for people to know Jesus and to become saved and, you know, receive the salvation that He offers everyone. Of course, furthermore, there are people who have been hurt by Christianity. They've been hurt by the church. They've been cast out and made to feel less than who they really are in Christ. And those are the people who God has us in touch with, the people who have been hurt and the people who don't know God. And we're just thanking God that as they listen to the poetry, that God stirs up something in them, you know, to either bring them back or to bring them to Him for the first time.
Absolutely, you know, and He will use us in different ways and in different forms in order
yes,
to get His word out to His children. So, you know, I think you're very just so talented. Sometimes I'm kind of speechless right now as I go feel the Spirit actually come through the words that you are speaking. You know, you can always tell when God is in crisis there, because you begin to get a little chill in your body. And that's what I do. I get when I listen to your work, and I want to thank you and welcome you to our family also.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And blessing us with those two pieces. Now, as a poet, I have to put you on the spot. And
okay.
And I want to hear a live piece from you.
Okay. All right. That's wonderful. Okay. Actually, this being the Christmas season, and you know, with people kind of focusing so much on what I feel to be the wrong thing, you really need to be focusing more on Christ. I would love to do a poem called "Christmas Without Christ Ain't Christmas."
All right. Okay. You have the floor, my brother.
Okay, thank you. It seems that over the years we've gotten it twisted as to what Christmas is all about. We have ignored, passed over, skated by, and glossed over, eliminated, confiscated, destroyed, and decimated, and yes, without even shedding a tear, we have even successfully blacklisted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, deleting Him from Christmas completely. What else does He have to do to show He loves us? Does He have to die for us twice? How many times have we told our children that some mythical man brings their presents? How many times have we said to them, go to bed before Santa comes or he'll skip right past this residence, and then we run up credit card charges on gifts we can't afford to buy. We fill our garages with old unused gifts of Christmases gone by. We go out amid the violent barrages of gift-crazed people who trample and fight each other and don't even think about saying hi just to appease our little ones, who think some jolly man in a red suit will be dropping by. On this day, we have set aside to recognize this wonderful chance for our souls to have everlasting life. We should joyfully submit our lives. We should tell and retell the story of how Jesus was a man who was born to die for the sins we would commit even centuries before they were committed. God set a plan in place for us to all be set free. He set up a perfect path for us to take that we could follow with unwavering belief that if we would just say with our mouths and believe in our hearts that Jesus is Lord, then we could all be saved, and from death our souls will be released. Jesus was the Word of God made flesh, the manifestation of the promise God gave us. He was God, but He submitted to earthly parents and lived His life for 30 years just like us. He ministered to people everywhere He went. For 3 years, He healed, delivered, and set free hundreds and thousands of people who were just like us. And at the proper time, He sacrificed His life, not to benefit Himself, but for people just like us, who without Him would be doomed to die. He pushed toward the mark, and though He encountered many storms, He completed the mission God gave Him, even though He was never just like us. Jesus, You're the reason why we celebrate, the reason why we are, the one person who has liberated a people who, as sinners go, we were gone way too far. Jesus, You're the reason we praise, the reason we come together in this season and on this day, the reason we say hallelujah with our hands raised, no matter what the weather. Jesus, You're the salvation for this earth, the reason we congregate in our homes and our churches. Without You, this wouldn't be worth getting up on Christmas morning. If You hadn't been born, this entire day and season would be worthless. So Jesus,
to keep the focus of this holiday where it should be, celebrating the day of your birth because we know how it could be. And we thank you, Jesus, for your incredible and selfless sacrifice, because we know that without you, where our eternal souls should be. And this day keeps us thinking that if you hadn't done what you did, how bad, horrible, and hopeless it would be. So we remember you on this day and the undeniable love you had for people who would attempt to exclude you by saying happy holidays because Merry Christmas doesn't sound as glad, or how about Merry Xmas because we don't have to include Christ. That's just not accepted. It just sounds too bad. What does this truly say about us as a people? Without Christ, we'd be far from okay. Let's face it. The more I think about it, the more I can honestly say, Christmas without Christ just ain't Christmas. This very special day without you, Lord, would be just another day. Amen.
Amen. Snap, snap, snap. To one board, to another. That was absolutely wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Thank you. Glory to God.
Glory to God, absolutely. And, you know, that is a message that needs to be put out there about Christmas. And, you know, I'm going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show also. But it's wonderful how God works, because he already put the message out that I was going to say. So that was
amen. Praise God.
Praise God, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, before we part, is there anything else you want to tell the audience about yourself, about how they can contact you?
Well, first of all, if you would like to invite us out to minister at your church or your special event, because we minister at political fundraisers, we minister at youth rallies, men's and women's rallies. I also speak, so I preach as well. So if you'd like to invite us out, you know, feel free to invite us out to your event. All you have to do is either send an email to anointedpoet@gmail.com, or you can go to www.robertsellsonline.com. That's RobertSellsOnline.com, and send us a request on the Contact Us page. You know, we would love to hear from you. If you've been blessed by our works in the past, feel free to send us a note and just let us know what God has done for you, you know, because that gives us more joy than anything else.
Amen. Absolutely. Now, what area are you from?
I'm from Gary, Indiana, born and raised, and we're living now in Maryville, which is one city south of Gary, Indiana.
Okay, so you are really close to the Chicagoland listening audience.
And we do a lot in Chicago.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. You know, also, everybody, I want you to know that Robert's information is also listed at the ministry's website at www.sistapoochie.com, spelled SISTAPOOCHIE.com, in case you didn't get a chance to get his information. And I do encourage everyone to contact you, or if they need someone to come out and speak, you are definitely the anointed poet. I can't say anything else but that.
God, and oh, I'm sorry, Sister Angela, may I just say one more thing? I almost forgot about her. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
I wanted to let everyone know that we've been blessed to be a part of an anthology that deals with domestic violence. And this is really to put a voice to domestic violence, because it's known as the silent crime, because so many women are kept silent because of fear of retaliation from their mate or their husband, or fear of retaliation against their kids. So they live in fear every day, you know, of losing their lives. And this anthology, the purpose of it is to be able to bring light to that and really bring it out and to raise funds for domestic violence. That anthology is actually now available on the Amazon Kindle and the e-reader, the Nook reader. They can go to SavingLivesThroughLit.org. That's www.SavingLivesThroughLit.org. And we do have some of our poetry features in there that basically talks about domestic violence.
Oh, that is wonderful. And I would request to you, if you can email me that information, I would love to put that on our website as well.
Oh, yes, most definitely. I will do that.
Okay. You know, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I hope you don't be a stranger. And we can get you on for another interview in the near future. You have blessed our show dearly today, and you continue to bless us as we play your pieces throughout the year. And again, I wanted to thank you very much and welcome you to the Journey Home Outreach family.
Well, thank you so much once again. I really appreciate it. I'm humbled by it, and enjoyed my time here talking with you. So God bless you, and thank you again so much.
Okay, thank you, and I will talk to you soon. All right. God Ready. Bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That was absolutely wonderful. I've been looking forward to having an interview with Robert because his work is so strong and so anointed by God. I feel the Holy Spirit move whenever I hear his pieces. Now, I am challenging you all definitely to contact him if you enjoy his work. You leave a note. A word of kindness goes a long way. Also, I would encourage you to visit the ministry's website, which has other resources there as well. And again, the website is www.sisterpucci.com, and I've spelled that for you already. Okay, and Robert is not going to be a stranger, and I hope to have him on again in 2012. Okay, we're going to move on with this show because we got a celebration to actually do. We are celebrating the birth of Christ, as Robert said so eloquently. This season without Christ is nothing at all. It's not Happy Holiday. It's Merry Christmas. It's not Merry, Xmas is Christmas. This is the day our Lord and Savior was born, and we all get a very special day. You know, I always kid around with people and say, Jesus is the only one who on his birthday everybody else gives gifts. But this year I challenged you to give him a gift, and I'm challenging you to give him your life for Christmas this year. If you haven't given your life to Christ, that would be a wonderful gift to him on his birthday. Okay, next up on the mic is Nana by Mr. Chicago, which was also known as T.P. the Grinch. And so I'm going to play that right now. This is Nana by Mr. Chicago.
Eddie Joe Phillips, Nana, March 23rd, 1933. Love me, special. April 15th, 2011.
So much pain, stressed out, I can't explain. But this Henny in my hand tells me just maintain. I sit back and try to breathe slow and blow a little smoke, but my throat lumped up and tears flow. 25 years you've been with me and been by my side, but tonight's a different story. Betty Jo, you died before you left. I told you goodbye and held your hand, rubbed your feet and kept saying a prayer. Lord, please keep my grandmother with me. My mother told me it's gonna be okay. I don't see it cause you ain't here with me. You're seeing your face, the struggle like you're trying to survive. My head drops and I lose my mind. They say never question him, but I'm asking them why. Not tonight, Lord, just one more night. Let us talk just one more time. The gates open and you take a hand. No goodbyes, I'ma see you again. But I'm saying, I wish I could go back in time and kiss my grandmother just one more time. Hold her and hug her and don't let go of her. All I wanna say is, Nana, I love you. I wish I could go back in time and kiss my grandmother just one more time. Hold her and hug her and don't let go of her. All I wanna say is, Nana, we love you. I'm sitting here trying to fight back tears, but reminiscing about the early years got me on 10. Confused right now, and since you left, I've been unstable. I'm in my own zone, stressing out, on the verge of stopping now, cause I don't understand it, and I don't need no explanation. Just let me get my mind right, pour another drink, baby, cause ain't really nothing y'all can say to me. A part of me has just left, and I ain't feeling like myself. Keep your hair rolling in my pocket for protection. Now I use the blessing, an angel from the heavens, and forever will I live in your honor. Love you, now I just rest your soul. We all good, just missing you though. And Eleanor and Hunt, you still deeply miss. The whole fam miss y'all. It's colder now without y'all, but as long as y'all in heaven watching us, then we straight. No goodbyes, I'ma see you again. Just had to say that I love you. I wish I could go back in time and kiss my grandmother just one more time. Hold her and hug her and don't let go of her. All I wanna say is, Nana, I love you. I wish I could go back in time and kiss my grandmother just one more time. hold her and hug her and don't let go of her. All I wanna say is, Nana, we love you.
Nana, we love you. Nana, we love you. Nana, you're gonna be truly missed. The family loves you. I love and miss you too, Nana.
I love you, Nana. I miss you.
I love you, Nana.
Nana was loved by many. She touched everyone's heart that she met.
Rest in peace.
All right, that was Mr. Chicago with Nana. And I actually had the pleasure of knowing Betty Jo Phillips. And she did truly touch everybody that came into her life. So if you want to contact Mr. Chicago, you can email him at japoutent@gmail.com. Okay, now everybody knows I start the show out with a Bible verse, and I didn't do it at the beginning of the show because between now and Christmas, which we're going to be broadcasting on Christmas Eve, we're going to be talking and sharing the story of Christmas. And this is not our traditional story that we tell, but this is the story we're going to tell. We're going to start with Matthew 1st, chapter 18 to the 25th verse. And it goes like this. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her in public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophets. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she had gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. From that is Matthew 1st chapter 18th through the 25th verse. And I do encourage everybody to learn the real story of Christmas. Each Saturday between now and Christmas Eve, I'm going to be continuing that story because there's some very interesting things that happened to Christ before he came into the world, as he came into the world. And I think it's important for us to know the true story. I think it's important for us to tell everyone the true story. And I think it's important for us to celebrate his birthday. Everybody else gets a grand celebration for their birthday. So we are here to celebrate the birthday of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we're going to kick the party off with Let's Go to a Party by Roslyn.
It's so impressive, it makes you wanna holler. Soon and very soon, we're gonna meet the guest of honor.
right, we're getting this party kicked off. That was Roslyn with Let's Go to the Party. And if you want to reach her, you can reach her at roslyn.tmgartist.com. Okay, next up, of course, is the Dance Break, sponsored by our resident DJ, Frankie Vive. I just want to tell you a couple of things. You can reach Frankie Vive on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Frankie Vive. Now, every Sunday, Frankie mixes from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.959.com. And then again on Sunday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.andsowetrust.com. Every Tuesday, Frankie and Minister Hovak has a show at 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.themastersgroove.com, where Minister Hovak brings the Word of God. Okay, everybody, this is the time to get up, get excited. Our Lord and Savior is born, and the prophecy is fulfilled, so God does not lie. And this is just an exciting time because he died, you know, he came for us. He came to take away our sins. You have to be excited about that. All right, so we're going to kick up every sink, get up, have fun, enjoy yourself. And here we go with the dance mix by DJ Frankie Vive.
Hey, this is DJ Frankie Vibe, and I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Christmas from DJ Frankie Vibe. Christmas, everybody, from DJ Frankie Vibe.
Okay, you know that's usually only 15 minutes, but we had to give Christ a little bit more. So that was DJ Frankie Vibe's Christmas mix. And that mix is actually for sale if you want to play at your Christmas parties or your celebration of Christ's birthday. You can email FB Horvath, H-O-R-V-A-T-H, at Comcast.net. All credit cards will be processed with PayPal, very secure site, as well as pay with your own PAL account. All right, next up on the mic is Catherine Kendricks and Roger Graham with The Spirit of Christmas.
The one you love, share
us. That was Spirit of Christmas with Captain Kendrick and Roger Graham. And I know Roger is looking down for us in heaven, smiling as we celebrate our Lord and Savior's birthday. If you want to contact Catherine, or you can email the ministries at sistapucci@sistapucci.com. That's SISTAPOOCHIE at SISTAPOOCHIE. I also encourage everyone at the first of the year to start looking for some changes with the ministry's website. We're adding some more services for you to enrich your spiritual life, and we'll definitely keep you posted through our email blast as well as the social networks. Well, everyone, this time has gone by so much fast. I would like to thank our special guest, Robert Sales, the Anointed Poet, and by blessing us with his wonderful work. Definitely, I challenge you all again to go to the website and find some artist that you like and send them a little note. That would be just so kind, and they would love it. Now, between now and Christmas Eve, and we're going to be airing on Christmas Eve, we are going to be talking about the true story of Christmas. So, coming from Matthew 1st chapter 18 to the 21st verse, it goes like this. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had a mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophets. The virgin will be with child and will be give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angels of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he had no union with her, and so he gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. All right, that's the first part of the story, and we're going to keep coming back from now into Christmas Eve, which we will be broadcasting with the rest. All right, there will be no Y4C this month. Youth, don't worry about it. We're going to come back strong at the first of the year. Don't forget that on December the 17th, Minister Kimberly Hovak will be joining and blessing us again with her word. And I want everybody to start getting into the true spirit of Christmas, which is celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we're going to give, instead of everybody giving gifts, we're going to give him a gift. If you have not given your life to Christ, that is the best birthday gift you can possibly give him. Is get to know him. Turn your life over. If you need help, the ministry is here. You can always email spiritualcounseling@sistapucci.com. If you need to talk to someone about exactly what to do or how to gain a closer relationship with Christ, we also will have Bible study and so many other resources. Well, I thank you for allowing me to come into your eardrum. I want everyone to have a blessed week, and this party is not over. I'll see you next Saturday, and we're going to kick it up a little bit higher. To roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. And if you want to contact them, they're on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Society Hill Music. Peace and blessings to you all.